Hello.
Hello. Hi. Good afternoon. This is
Hi, good
Mario.
afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is Mario from
Yeah,
Family
you
First
called my
Care.
phone before.
Yes, I'm just calling because I would like to introduce myself. I am the new
You
coordinator
already
as
did. Yeah. You already did, and you want me to do a survey. You already started it.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that everything is okay with the caregiver, with Daniel, just to make sure that attending on time and providing a good service.
Oh, you're not the guy that called me. You're not with Humana
No.
for the survey.
No. I am from
Oh, I
Family
thought you
First.
were, because you said Mario.
Yes, my name is Mario.
I swear he said he was Mario. What are the
No.
chances of that? Okay,
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Hi, Mario.
No, it's okay, Diana.
I'm sorry.
It's
Hi.
okay. I
I
am
thought
the
you were
coordinator.
Humana.
No,
I
no.
know Humana yesterday. I swear he said he's been calling me for a
Well,
month, and he's been making me try to do the survey. It takes forever. Oh my God. I think, like, all together, I think it was an hour, like, the survey.
Wow. Well, don't
Yeah.
worry. Don't
It
worry.
was
I
mental,
won't take.
physical. No, I'm not worried about it. It was mental, physical, and the mental part, he just kept going on and on and on. And he
Okay.
was asking me the same question,
Wow.
just
Okay.
15 different ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he
Got
was,
it.
I literally said to him, I said, "Do you realize that you're asking me the same question, but you're just putting it like 15 different ways?" I said, "And I do appreciate that you care, you know what I mean, about my safety. And I really do." I said, "But I really have truly answered your questions." I said, "You just keep putting it a different way, and it's getting redundant."
Yeah, that
You know?
yeah, I totally understand, and you have right.
Yeah.
If it's the same question in different ways, the answer will be the same. Okay.
It was, and I he kept and he said, "Well, I'm required. We have to finish your assessment." And
Okay.
I said, "Okay." And I said, and I did tell him, I said, "I do appreciate you calling to make sure I'm safe and I'm okay." I said, "But honestly, it kind of is the same question." I said, "You don't agree with me?" And I think he did, because he said, "Well, I'm required." He said, I said,
Okay.
"Okay, then I'll go with it." I said, "But honestly, you keep asking me the same thing, just in a different format."
Totally understand that. Well, Diana, don't worry. I won't take too much time. What I want
No, go
to
ahead. You're fine.
do is just to introduce myself, tell you, I'm sorry, that I am the coordinator from Family First Care. I am the person that will be
Oh.
taking care about the visits, just to make sure
Oh,
that
what
they are
happened to
attending on time.
Deanna? What happened to Deanna?
She's just like the introduction. I mean, she take care to make sure that everything is okay, and when there
Is
is like
she
an approved,
my care? Is she my care coordinator?
I am the coordinator from Family First Care. I will be taking care for the visit, and if you have any update about a visit, or in case that Danielle have any question about the payment, I am the person that will be making the follow-up and providing resolution. Okay, I'm just taking
Oh,
care
let me
about.
program your number in. Hold on.
Sure.
What you want? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I want to program your number in now, then. Hold on one
Okay.
second, sir.
Sure.
I'm
Sure. Don't
sorry.
worry.
Okay. All righty. Two contacts. Okay. Mario, spell your name.
Yes.
M-A.
M-A, Artisan Robert, Eisen, Ice Cream, O as an Oscar.
Oh, I knew that. Okay. All right. Okay, Mario, what's your phone number, hon?
Okay, this is my direct number. You can provide
Okay.
this number also to Danielle in case that have any question or something related that wants to update with the visit. And
Okay.
here from Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Also, you can send me a
Okay.
text message to the same number, and I will respond as soon as possible. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Also, I want to make sure that everything is okay, so I will be calling at least one time during the month, just to make sure if everything is okay with the visit.
Yeah, it's fine.
I wanted to
We just
know
got
if.
done eating apple smoked bacon. I know it's not good, but we've been, like, aunt's been coming over and showing us how to do certain things. So we did honey, and matter of fact, she's at the what's called today, the what's that called, the Amish, and she's getting me honey because I'm a diabetic. Okay. So I'm a diabetic, so I actually got to get the blood work. I had a doctor that was horrible. Whatever. So, but anyway, I switched. But anyway, so,
Let me ask you, Diana, everything is okay with the visit? Daniel is attending on time and providing a good service to you?
Yeah, my aunt's here teaching her how to cook. Because, we did, you do a little bit of honey in a bowl, just coat the bowl with honey, and then you do a half a lemon, and then before that, you take distilled water, and you clean your blueberries, is what she's teaching us. Clean, and it's got to be in glass. Don't use plastic.
Okay.
Do your blueberries, blackberries, your raspberries, whatever, anything that's citrus. You know, as far as you know, not citrus. Anything that's not citrus.
Okay.
And so whatever, it's called a fruit salad, and then we distill it for 10 minutes in cold water, and then you just. And it's amazing. And then the apples she taught us to put in hot water for 10 minutes. And, oh, my God, the wax came to a head.
Okay.
It's freaking amazing. So now last night, she just taught Danielle to make her mom's homemade tuna fish. Macaroni salad, because she puts olives and a can of tuna fish in it. And shredded carrots.
Okay.
So
and
that's
then,
what we did. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just want to interrupt
you. You're
all right.
What's your phone number? Go ahead. What's the phone number?
My phone number? Yes.
Yeah.
My phone number is, you ready?
Yeah.
267.
Okay.
551.
Okay.
7434. Let me ask you, the service is providing in the address 664 West Ashland Avenue in Glendale, Pennsylvania, zip code 19036.
Yep, that's where I live. Yep.
Okay, perfect. And have you been hospitalized recently?
No.
Okay,
no.
Great. Okay, great. So, as I mentioned before, that's my direct number. You can pass that information to Danielle in case that have any question or want to make any update about the visit, okay? And here...
Okay, well, what I wanted to tell you is, so my leg is, and I mean, I do have to go back to the vascular doctor. I did blow off an appointment. My daughter was mad at me, but I can't help it. I couldn't. I guess I made an excuse because I just didn't want to walk. My leg, I guess I'm having circulation problems right now, so for 3 days I couldn't walk. So she kept trying to get me to get up and blah, 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 and, you know, shower and blah, blah, blah. And so I was like, I got mad at her. I was like, well, I'm not locking you in. So, and she was here and she was, I wouldn't get out of bed because my leg is swollen. So it keeps going numb because I got neuropathy and I have diabetes. And now the University of Penn is testing me to see if I have thyroid problems because they did my eye. And I'm in cataracts, and my eye shut. It totally shut. I had the tumor taken out, and I got 45 stitches on my arm. So at the same time, my eye shut, and it turned, I couldn't even open it for a week, and it turned like, you know, like I had a black eye. So what prompted me is because my daughter took me, we went to Four Eyes. Four Eyes said, oh, you're in the beginning cataracts. Okay, so that prompted me to call University of Penn. The day that I had surgery on my arm, the technician had an emergency and had to leave. So they apologized that another technician was coming from another hospital to read the biopsy results because they take the tumor off layer by layer. Or they biopsy it twice or something. So bottom line is I had to wait. Like I was literally in that hospital. It was unbelievable. Probably 8 hours, 9 hours. It was insane. So I said, let's go. So we walked around, and I knew everybody because I've been in every department. And Danielle's like, oh, my God, like, what, do you live here? How do you know all these people? I said, I don't know. I'm a talker. You're not. And I said, so I caught a cancellation and literally had my arm numb. I mean, it was numb as anything, sliced open and bandaged up. And I caught a cancellation, and literally took me like 2 minutes. She said, "Oh my!" She was on the phone, and I said, "I wanted to know if you had any cancel, or I wanted to know if I could make an eye appointment." So Shriner's Eye, I have an appointment on. I was just looking at it. Oh God, I was just looking at it. I got to put it in my notes. Mm-hmm. And Danielle said she'll get a day planner. So that's another thing. We're going to go to Staples and get a day planner. I just literally, March 20. I don't even know.
Tomorrow's
20. No, I don't know. Is it March 20th? What, you know it?
Tomorrow is Friday 20. March 20 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not the 20th. No. But anyway, so the bottom line is, I think it's the 24th. I don't even know. So the bottom line is I already missed one, which was for my knee. They wanted me to do physical therapy. That's the day I told you when my knee started, which is March 2nd. I couldn't even walk that day. So I guess me and Danielle have already twice. She wasn't happy with me because I just, you know, now I showed her. So now she's seen it. 2 days ago, I said, look at it. You could see the hole. So I went there to University of Penn, to the knee doctor. Not to the orthopedist, the knee doctor, I missed that one. I went to the rheumatologist. So then they did my knees x-rays. She said that my pad, that was recently, it wasn't long ago, it was like a month ago. So I looked at it, I could tell what one it was on the screen, like clearly. I was like, oh my God, what is that? Like, it looks like it fell on my bone. She said, it's your pad. And I said, what is a pad? She said, your cushion. I said, well, I'm about to get radio frequency ablation with Dr. Grossinger, and he was going to work on my knee and give me injections because I used to get them before. She said, or no, actually he didn't. He only did my neck. He never got to my knee. She said, no injections, no. Your body has a memory pattern of how you used to walk. She said, I want you to go to physical therapy. I was on the highway. She told me to Google it when I get home and find somewhere that my insurance would take. We were literally on the highway.
Okay, but...
And she put me in for Good Shepherd. So I got to call them and make another appointment and just tell them that, like, right now, like, my daughter now can see what I'm talking about because it blew up. So she was like, oh, my God. I said, I told you. So it's behind my kneecap. I already have arthritis behind my knees. But in my front, it's my... They're called Hoffers. Like Hoffer's disease, I don't know if you know what that is. Hoffer's disease, it's when your pads are bad, your cushion. So my spine, so I also went to, I got to call the spine doctor. I got so many things to do, it's mind-blowing how many appointments I have to make.
Okay, but, Diane, in this case, I mean, with all this information that you're providing me, sounds like that is more for a physician, for a doctor. I'm more related to the basics and make sure that everything is okay with Michelle. In this case, what I can recommend, for example, when there is an appointment.
Well, I'm going to need more hours. Mm-hmm. So what do I do about that?
Well,
because like
about okay, related to hours, if you think and you consider that you need more hours, you will.
I already know I do.
You will need to inform to your insurance in this case. So they can chat with your doctor, and probably he will need to make you an Epson, or I mean, they will consider what will be necessary to review if you need more hours. Sure. But that is something related and handled by your insurance and your service coordinator.
All right, so hold on. So where do I start? Tell me where I start. To make appointment with Dr. Ware, my primary? Where do I start? This process.
Okay. Give me one moment.
I'm sorry.
No, it's
navigate
okay.
Navigate me.
I can give you the information about your service coordinator. So her name is Iona Hartley.
I talk to her all the time.
Yes, and you can contact her at the number 215-913-1420. You can contact her and let her know that you consider that you need more hours. So she can.
We talked about it yesterday.
We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah,
okay, well,
she's great.
Case,
I love her.
Okay. Perfect.
She already said it sounds like you need more hours.
Exactly. In the case that they approve more hours, they will send us a new authorization or an update with the increase of the hours. And once that we receive it, I will contact you to let you know when that increase will take effect. Okay?
Well, how do I start is what I'm asking you.
Yes. I mean, as soon as we have
Who?
the confirmation, I can tell you when we'll start the increase. But right now, we are working with the current authorization that we have. That is
I know
the
that, but I mean, how do me and Danielle, where does she take me? Like, where does she take me for whoever to authorize it? To my primary doctor? Doctor where?
That's part of the process that I cannot give you like any specific answer because that is handled by the insurance. I'm assuming that they are contact to your primary doctor, will be the person that will check and make the review, but I'm not sure if that is the process because it's handled by the insurance, not
Okay, I got it.
by the
You're
person.
suggesting me to call my insurance.
I will say that start with the service coordinator with Diana. Yes, you can contact with
Diana.
Diana. Yes, she's the one that can give you more information on how the process is made
Okay.
and who will be the person.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm
Okay.
gonna call her right now. Thank you,
Okay.
dear.
You're welcome. Thank you for taking my call and your time. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, and you too, Mario. God bless you.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.